我们请翻开圣经《创世纪》第三章第八节到十三节。
Let's open our Bible to Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 to 13.
创世纪第三章八到十三节。天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树林中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说：你在哪里？他说：我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。耶和华说：谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？那人说：你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。耶和华神对那女人说：你做的是什么事呢？女人说：那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。
And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid. Because I was naked, I hid myself. He said,Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the trees of which I command you not to eat? The man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, What is this that you have done? The woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate.
我们今天的讲员是一位非常谦卑爱主的弟兄。
Our speaker today is a brother, full of humility and whom loved God very much.
他是英文部三年级的庄善贤弟兄。
He is Keith from grade 3, English department.
下面我们把时间交给庄弟兄和翻译刘佳姊妹。
Shall we give the time to them?And to Keith and his interpreter, Grace.
Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Before we start, let us take some time to pray. Let us pray for, please pray for me, pray for the translator, and also pray for ourselves as we.Hear God's word this morning.
在我们开始之前，让我们来先做个祷告，为今天的讲员和翻译，还有我们自己准备一颗很好的心来聆听主的话语。
Oh Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父啊，感谢你赐给我们的话语。
Speak to us this morning.
主啊，求你今天早上对我们讲话。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Suppose one morning you went out to your garage.
想象一下，有一天早上，你从家里出来，进入了你的车库。
And when you started your car, you discovered that your car would not start.
当你启动你的汽车的时候，你发现你的车启动不了了。
You turned the ignition, and then when you turned it, it just nothing happens.
你使劲的打火，但是你发现车根本没有什么动静。
You check on your car as much as you know how.
你再仔细检查你的车，你想发现到底哪出了问题。
But you couldn't find what's wrong with it.
但是你找不到问题所在。
So,just like everybody else, we call for a mechanic to check on the car.
所以我们很多人就是要打电话给汽车修理师。
So when the mechanic arrived, then he saw your car, He just said, "Oh wow, you have a beautiful car."
当这个修理师到你家之后，看到你的车，说：“哇，你有这么漂亮的一部车。
”It looks very good, very, yeah. It looks expensive, very nice.
你的车非常不错，这么名贵，很好的一部车。
And yet you said to him, "Yeah, it's nice, but it won't start."
你说是，确实不错这辆车，但是现在它启动不了了。
Can you take a look at it so that we would know what's wrong with it?
你可以帮我看一看吗？我们看看哪出了问题。
The mechanic, however, was a bit hesitant. He said, "Well, there's nothing wrong with your car. Your car looks good. There's no problem with it. It looks fine."
这个修理师呢就说就很犹豫，然后他说：“你这个车看上去很不错呀，看上去没有任何的问题。”
But of course, you know that since the car won't start, then there's something wrong with it.
当然，你知道你的车是有问题，因为它启动不了。
So you continue to ask the mechanic, "Please check on it. I know there's something wrong with that with this car."
所以你继续请求这个修理师来看看你的车到底有什么问题。
So he said, "Okay, I'll check on it." So he took up, he opened up the hood and take a look at the machine and discovered that there really has a problem. There's something wrong with the carburetor, there's something wrong with ignition and all this stuff.
所以呢这个修理师就把那个汽车后盖打开，然后检查这个汽车到底哪出了问题。最后他确实发现这个汽车有一些问题，问题出现在化油器上啊，还有那些点火装置上。
So, at least you heard that and you feel a little bit better, because you know what's wrong.
当你听到这个时候，你感觉好一些了。好在你们现在知道确实有问题了。
But to your dismay, this mechanic, instead of start working on the car, this mechanic took out his pen and then asked for the manual of the car and then started to change the manual or the manufacturer's specification of the car to agree with this state of your car.
但是让你吃惊和沮丧的是呢，这个修理师没有过去修你的汽车，他反而跟你要了那个汽车的说明书拿出来，他把他的笔拿出来，他开始改这个说明书，为了和你这个车的现状吻合。
So what happened is after he corrected the manual, he then said to you, he said,Okay, there's no problem with it anymore because it fits the manual.
他把说明书改了之后呢，他就告诉你，行了，你的车现在没问题了，很好了，因为你的车现在和这个说明书是一致的了。
Actually, the same thing happened to us.
其实类似的事情也发生在我们身上。
We are broken because of sin.
由于犯罪的缘故，我们已经破碎了。
We were created by God to give glory to Him.
上帝创造我们，本身是要让我们荣耀他。
And yet, because we are sinners, we are broken.
但是由于我们是罪人，我们就不能正常的发挥这样的作用了。
And we try to fix things according to our own way by not doing it or by not and evading the correct way of solving our problem.
而我们呢，试图用自己的方式来修补这一切的过错，而远离那个可以让我们解决我们自身问题的正确的方式。
The Bible is our life's manual.
圣经就是我们的生命指南。
It tells us what to do and what we need to fix.
它告诉我们应该怎么做，应该怎样修补我们自己。
And yet, sometimes we remain broken and ineffective because instead of following what the Bible says,We try to change the specification of the manual to fit our lives.
可是我们通常呢，不按照圣经上的话去做，不按照圣经上的指导去做。我们要改变这个我们的这个生命的说明书，这样我们就还是破碎的，还是个罪人。
Today, let us learn from the book of Genesis, to learn what we need to do in order to be effective servants of God.
今天我们一起来从，创世纪来学习，要成为上帝有用的仆人，我们应该怎么做？
The first thing we need to do in order to be effective servants of God is to be aware of God's presence and be aware of our state.
那么第一点，我们就是必须要知道神的同在和我们自己的本相。
Our text started with the man and the woman, or the wife, heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid."
圣经上说，天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走。那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？他说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。
From this text, we know that this was the time when Adam and Eve already sinned.
我们从经文可以知道，这个时候亚当夏娃已经犯罪了。
Then they heard God's voice.
他们听到了上帝的声
音。God was calling them.
神正在呼叫他们。
Where are you?
你们在哪儿？
Did they reply?
他们回答了吗？
Yes, they did.
他们确实回答了。他们说，
I was afraid.
我害怕。
So I hid.
所以我隐藏。
We have to remember that before Adam and Eve sinned, they have a wonderful time with God.
我们要必须记着，就是在亚当夏娃犯罪之前，他们和上帝有很美好的那个时光。
There was perfect communion and great conversation.
他们对话是没有任何阻碍，而且他们有很美好的交流。
God was in their midst.
上帝在他们中间。
And yet after they sinned,
在他们犯罪之后，
they went into hiding,
他们就藏了起来。
Because they were afraid,
因为他们害怕。
They were naked,
他们是赤身露体的。
Adam and Eve heard the voice of God, which means they became aware of God's presence.
他们能听到上帝的声音，证明他们能够意识到上帝的同在。
And when God asked, "Where are you?" Adam answered, "I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid."
当上帝问他们你在哪里，他们回答说，我们因听见你的声音就害怕，所以我们隐藏了。
Why did Adam hide himself?
为什么亚当隐藏了起来呢？
Because he disobeyed God, and this brought in the first sin.
因为他违背了上帝的旨意，这就带来了人类最初的罪。
In the same way, this morning, God is calling out to all of us, "Where are you?"
同样的，今天早晨，神照样向我们在座的每一位发出这样的呼吁，你在哪里？
Let us reflect on that question.
让我们现在思考一个问题。
Where are you?
你在哪里？
Do we know our state?
我们真的知道我们的本相吗？我们真的知道我们一个人的本相吗？
Maybe we would say, "Yeah, I know I am a Christian, and I know I will go to heaven one day when I die."
可能你会说，我是个基督徒，当我死了之后，我会上天堂。
But have we recently acknowledged that we are sinners?
但是你知道吗？我们还仍旧是个罪人。
Some of us may think that since we are Christians, then we are better than others.
有些人可能认为我们是基督徒，我们比别人要强。
I have a friend who was once a Christian, but later on in life he became an atheist.
我有个朋友，他以前曾经是基督徒，但是他最后成了无神论者。
And I believe that part of the reason is because he was very disappointed with Christians.
部分的原因，我想他是因为对基督徒太失望了。
Christians have the tendency to have an attitude that I am better than you because I am a Christian and you are not.
基督徒通常有这样一种倾向，就是他认为，我是基督徒，我要比你非基督徒要好。
And since I am a Christian, I am good, and you're not a Christian, so you're bad.
因为我是个基督徒，所以我很好，而你不是，你就是坏人。
We may have that tendency to think that because he's not a Christian, or because he is an atheist, then he is maybe a criminal, an adulterer, a womanizer,a drunkard, or what have you.
我们常常也会想，如果一个人他不是基督徒的话，那可能他是个品质很差的人，有可能是个罪犯啊，有可能是一个犯奸淫的人，或者是一个色狼或者酒鬼。
But I tell you that there are a lot of atheists who somehow show better attitude than Christians.
但是我认为有很多没有信仰的人，其实他们的表现比基督徒更好。
There are atheists who give to charity more than Christians.
他们所做的善事比基督徒更多呢？
I'm not saying that we need to be atheists. No, no, that's not the point.
我不是说我们说那个无神论者就好。
But the fact that they are created in the image of God means that they also have the capacity to do good.
但他们呢，事实上也是按照上帝的形象创造的，所以他们也有能力来做善事。
But of course, we know that this is not a way to save themselves.
当然我们知道靠做善事不可能让自己得救。
But just the fact that they are also created in the image of God, just like all of us here.
但是他们和我们在座的每一位一样，也是按照上帝的形象造的。
Therefore, there should be no room for comparing or boasting.
所以我们根本就不需要进行比较，或者觉得有什么可骄傲的。
And maybe even towards fellow Christians, we may think that I am a better Christian than you are.
甚至在我们基督徒中间，我们有时候也想，我比你强。
Because I read my Bible every day, whereas you read it only once a week, or you know, I pray daily. You pray just a few minutes. I pray for an hour. You know, sometimes we tend to compare ourselves and think we are better because we do such spiritual things more than those who are doing it less.
有时候呢，我们就会和别人比较。我天天都读圣经，而你一个星期才读一次。我每天祷告一个小时呢，而你天天才祷告三分钟。我们很多的时候就用这种属灵的事情上和人比较，觉得自己更好，比别人更强。
As a people of a specific race, we may also have the tendency to be ethnocentric.
有时候呢，有些人他可能觉得自己是属于一个特殊的民族，所以有一种民族自豪感。
We often forget that we are all created equal in the image of God.
我们常常忘记，其实我们是按照神的形象被平等的创造出来的。
I may be a Chinese Filipino, but it does not mean that I am better than the pure Filipinos.
我虽然是菲律宾华人，但是我并不觉得我比菲律宾本地人有什么了不起的。
You may be an American or European, but it does not mean that you are better than the Asians.
你可能是一个美国人或者欧洲人，但是那也不证明你比别人强。
The mere fact that we are created in God's image means we are all the same, at the same level. No one is above the other.
而事实其实就是我们都是按照上帝的形象创造的，没有哪个民族是优越于另一个民族的。
But more than being equal in the image of God,We must not forget that we are all the same because we are all sinners.
还有一点就是不仅仅我们要认识到我们是按照上帝的形象被平等的创造出来，而且我们重要有一点相似，就是我们都是罪人。
Therefore, we need Christ.
所以我们需要耶稣基督。
We are no better than the one sitting next beside us.
我们并不比坐在我们旁边的那个人更强。
We are all sinners, and we need the grace of God.Daily.
我们都是罪人，所以我们需要神的恩典，每一天都需要。
I have been a psychiatrist for more than 5 years.
我做过精神科医生超过5年。
And I see many patients every day, either in the ward or as outpatient.
我每天呢都诊治很多病人，有的是在医院里，有的是要出诊的。
Since I was working in the government mental facility, one of our tasks is to see or check on patients from different prisons all over Mindanao.
因为我当时是为政府的一家神经病医院工作，所以呢，有一个任务就是每一年我们都要在棉兰老岛的各个的医院、各个的监狱里面去，为那些病人诊治。
Our task basically is to evaluate patients whether they are able to stand in court or not.
我们呢就是对这些病人进行评估，看看他们有没有可不可以受审。
My colleague and I have a saying.
我的同事和我都有一句常说的话。
I'd rather have 10 schizophrenic patients rather than one patient who had personality disorder.
我们常说的一句话就是，我宁可治疗十个精神分裂的病人，也不愿意治疗一个变态人格的病人。
You see, although schizophrenic patients are considered the worst case for mental illness, but somehow they are easier to handle or easier to treat than people with personality disorders.
我们知道精神分裂者他精神分裂病人，他是那个精神病里面最严重的一种情况，但是比起变态人格的病人来说，他还比较容易医治。
For schizophrenic patients, we give medication and the person becomes well.
因为对于精神分裂病人来说，我们可以给他一些药物治疗，他们会好转。
But for people with personality disorder, no amount of medication would help.
但是对于变态人格的病人来说，药物根本不起作用。
Among those who are in jail, a lot have personality disorders.
因为在监狱里的很多病人，他都是患有这种变态人格的。
They will not admit that they have committed a crime.
他们可能会承认那一天他们犯了罪。
They will not say that it was their fault.
他们不承认他们犯了错，他们不承认犯的罪。
Why? Because these people are not aware that they have a problem.
为什么呢？因为这些人他意识不到自己已经出了问题。
They will never admit because they are not aware that they have a problem.
他们从来不承认他们犯的错，因为他们根本就不知道，不认为自己有问题。
To them, they are perfectly okay.
他们认为自己相当不错。
And the problem lies in other people.
有问题的是其他的人。
In the same way, when we are not aware that we have a problem,No amount of advice or criticism would help.
同样的，如果我们意识不到我们自身有问题的话，那么任何的建议和批评根本不起作用。
Satan has blinded us from our real state.
撒旦呢，他蒙蔽了我们的双眼，让我们认识不到自己的本相。
And that state is a state of being a sinner.
这个本相，这个实际的状况就是我们就是罪人。
People may come to us and tell us that we did something wrong.And that we have hurt somebody, but since Satan has blinded us, then we are not aware of our state.
可能有人会告诉我们，哎，你这件事做错了，或者你伤害了某个人。但是由于撒旦蒙蔽了我们的双眼，我们根本不认为自己做错了什么。
We fail to see that all of us have this problem, and that problem is the problem of sin.
我们现在都，我们的本相就是一个罪人。而我们都有问题，我们的问题就是罪的问题。
Therefore, let us ask the Lord our God to open our eyes to help us see that we have a problem so that we may return to Him. Let us be aware of God's presence so that we will be aware of our state.
所以我们求神开我们的双眼，让我们看到自己是个有问题的人，我们是罪人，然后我们可以回转向他。
How do we apply this first point?
我们怎么应用这一点呢?
I suggest that we approach somebody who can be honest and tell us our faults.
我建议你找这样一个人，他能够很诚实地告诉你你的错误。
Let us listen to them for their critique and their advice.
让我们去听他们的批评和建议。
When you think that you do not need to do that, or you do not need someone to critique you or to give you advice, then All the more, I think we need to do that because by thinking that you do not need it, then somehow pride is already there.
如果你觉得你自己根本不需要有任何人来监督你，来检查你的错误，告诉你问题出在哪儿的话，那我建议你一定要这么做，因为你这样的一个心态就是骄傲的表现。
Maybe sometimes it is also good to approach someone who dislikes us.
有时候我觉得去找一个不太喜欢你的人来批评你、监督你的话是个不错的主意。
Because they are the one who sees what is who we are.
因为他会告诉你你的真实的本相。
Then we will be helped.
这样我们就可以获得帮助。
A lot of times we have no problem with the major sins like adultery or murder, all of this. I'm sure None of us are murderers here.
很多时候其实那些很大的罪很严重的罪对于我们来说不是问题，比如说奸淫啊谋杀啊，这些都我们都知道。
But a lot of times we neglect those tiny little sins.
但是我们很多时候却会忽略那些很小的罪。
Like maybe lying, gossiping, slander.
有可能是撒谎啊，造谣诽谤啊。
Maybe ingratitude, discontentment, irritability, and even anger.
不感恩啊，忘恩负义啊，还有易怒发飙啊。
Why don't we take a few minutes to talk to God?
我们现在花一些时间来和主祈祷。
Let us ask God to help us find a person whom we can trust, we are able to be honest and let that person check on us and be accountable to.
现在我们就是祈求神，然后让我们能找到这样一个人，我们可以向他敞开心扉，以诚相对，然后能够让他们监督我们，检查我们。
Maybe let's take maybe around 30 seconds for that.
我们花30秒的时间来为这件事祈求。
Okay, so what is our assignment? Let us find someone who can be accountable to and to remind us that we are sinners and in need of Jesus Christ.
所以结束之后我们需要做些什么呢？我们要找到这样一个人来监督我们，告诉我们我们是个罪人，需要耶稣基督的拯救。
After knowing that we are sinners, then what must we do?
当我们知道自己是罪人之后，我们还需要做什么呢？
We need to assume responsibility and repent.
我们需要承担着责任，并且要悔改。
In verse 10 of our story, it says, "And God, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
经文接着说，耶和华说，谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你那不可吃的那树上的果子吗？那人说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。耶和华神对女人说，你做的是什么事呢？女人说，那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。
When Adam and Eve were confronted with their sin, they blame others.
当亚当夏娃面对他们的罪的时候，他们彼此责备。
Adam blamed Eve, Eve blamed the serpent.
亚当呢，指责夏娃，夏娃指责蛇。
We are no better.
我们也不怎么样，好不到哪儿去。
When things go wrong, we blame others, except ourselves.
当事情做糟了的时候，我们指责彼此。
When we fail to pass our assignments, we blame it on maybe our practicum church, or maybe we blame it on the teacher for giving a very difficult assignment.
当我们完不成作业的时候，我们就会归咎于实习教会给我们太多的工作要做，或者老师留的作业太难了。
When we fail in exams, maybe we blame our classmate for disturbing us while we are studying.
当我们考试不及格的时候，我们会责怪我们的同学在我们学习的时候打搅我们。
We fail to take responsibility.
我们根本就不承担责任。
We are all sinners and we are in need of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
我们都是罪人，所以我们需要耶稣基督作为我们的救赎者。
Blaming is very typical of us sinners.
彼此指责是我们罪人的一个典型的特征。
I remember one pastor who said, "The moment you blame people, you release yourself of responsibility."
我记得有一个传道人曾经这样说过，就在你指责别人的那一刻起，那么你就在逃避责任。
We need to stop blaming others and assume responsibility.
所以我们不要再指责别人了，我们要自己承担这个责任。
When we assume responsibility, then that's the process onto repentance.
当你开始承担责任的时候，那么你其实就开始悔改。
Let's look at the Bible, to whom Jesus wanted to have fellowship with and see how he responded when he became aware of his state.
我们看看圣经上一个人物，在耶稣想要和他交朋友的时候，他认识到了自己的本相，他是怎么做的反应。
In Luke chapter 19:1-6, we read, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him.
路加福音十九章一到六节这样继续，耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。他要看看耶稣是怎样的人。因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见，就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说，撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
Zacchaeus was not an ordinary tax collector. He was the chief tax collector in Jericho.
撒该可不是一个普通的税吏啊，他是一个税吏长，而且是在耶利哥城做税吏长。
And Jericho at that time was a very rich city.
耶利哥城那时是一个非常繁华富有的城市。
So you can imagine the amount of wealth Zacchaeus had.
所以你可以想象撒该是多么的富有啊。
But somehow, the Holy Spirit must have worked in his heart that he felt empty inside.
但是呢，撒该肯定有圣灵在他心里做工，让他觉得还是很空虚。
Therefore, when he heard that Jesus is coming over, he wanted to see Jesus to the point that he climbed a sycamore tree.
所以当他听说耶稣要来的时候，他就非常想见耶稣，以至于他都爬上一棵树上要去看看。
Imagine your mayor climbing a tree.
你可以想象一下我们的市长爬上树是一种什么样的景象。
That's how desperate Zacchaeus was to see Jesus.
这就是撒该当时去做的事情，他为了看耶稣爬上一棵树。
In verse 5, we see that when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house.
第五节经文说耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说，撒该，快下来。
It was not Zacchaeus who called out, but it was Jesus who called him.
当时不是撒该呼叫耶稣，而是耶稣呼叫他。
Jesus wanted to have fellowship with Zacchaeus.
耶稣想和撒该相处，交朋友。
That's why at that specific time, at that specific moment, Jesus passed by that path in Jericho so that he can call out Zacchaeus.
就在那一刻，那一个时间，那一个地点，耶稣经过那里，然后呼叫撒该。
You see, it is the grace of God that he wanted us to have intimate relationship with him.
你看，这其实就是神的恩典，他呼叫撒该，以至于和撒该可以有一个很好的关系。
On our own, we would never want to be with God because we want to hide from God because we are sinners.
对于我们来说，因为我们是个罪人，所以我们本能上根本就不想去见神，我们想逃避神。
But God, because of his love, reached out to us and gave us a chance to respond to his call.
而上帝呢，他是那么的爱我们，所以他给我们机会，让我们能够回应他的呼召。
What was Zacchaeus' response?
那么撒该他的回应是什么呢？
In Luke 19:7-9, it says, All the people saw this and began to mutter, He has gone to be with the guests of sinners. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord,Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possession to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham.
紧接着七节到第九节说，众人看见都私下议论说，他竟到罪人家里去住宿。但是撒该站起来对主说，主啊，我现在 就把所有的一半分给穷人。我若讹诈了谁，我就还他四倍。耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
What was Zacchaeus' response? He came down at once and repented.
撒该的回应是什么呢？他从树上下来，然后他悔改。
Repentance means there is a change.
悔改也包含的意思有改变的意思。
Someone once said, repentance is the key to intimacy with God.
有人说，悔改是和上帝有亲密关系的关键。
When we do not repent, no amount of Bible study can draw us near to God.
如果你不悔改的话，你读任何的经文、研经对于你丝毫不起作用。
When we do not repent, no amount of service can draw us near to God.
如果我们不悔改，再多的服事也不能让我们离神更近。
When we do not repent, we shall forever be away from the presence of God.
如果我们不悔改的话，那么我们就会远离上帝的同在。
Just like Zacchaeus who came down the tree when Jesus called him, let us stop hiding from sin, or stop hiding in our sin, and let us allow, let us, when God calls us, where are you? Let us come out from our hiding place.
就像撒该从树上回应主耶稣一样，而且悔改，让我们也从我们那个罪的隐藏当中出来，接受上帝的那种呼召，然后弃绝我们的罪。
Let us not allow our position or our degree or our family or our gender or anything. Let us not allow these things to hide us from the presence of God.
我们不要让那些地位啊，还有学历，还有我们的家庭，我们的性别，甚至任何事情阻止我们和上帝同在见面。
Let us come out from our hiding place and assume responsibility and humble ourselves before God and admit that we are sinners in need for God.
让我们从我们那个隐藏之处出来，听到主的呼召之后出来，向神悔改，承认我们自己有罪，而且要对我们的罪负责任，然后我们忘了，然后悔改，认识我们的罪。
You know that pride is one of the most dreadful sin that I can think of.
我觉得骄傲是我们可以犯的最严重的罪之一。
And it was pride that brought down Satan in the first place.
撒旦当时就是因为骄傲从堕落的。
It is pride that brings people into eternal doom because they do not admit that they are sinners.
也正是因为骄傲，人类才走向灭亡的命运，因为他们不承认自己是罪人。
Let us keep watch that we will not let pride affect us.
让我们要小心，不要让这种骄傲影响我们。
When we compare ourselves with other people and say, I'm better than him, then pride is there.
当我们和人进行比较，而且说我比他强的时候，骄傲就在那里了。
Proud people like to compare.
骄傲的人很喜欢比较。
They wanted to see that they are better than others.
他们很想看到自己比别人都强。
I want to challenge all of us to be humble.
我想要求大家一定要谦卑。
And I hope no one will say,I didn't do anything wrong, therefore I do not need to repent of anything.
我不希望有人说，我从来没做什么错事，所以我不需要为任何事情而悔改。
We need God's forgiveness daily.
我们每一天都需要神饶恕我们。
Because every day we sin.
因为每天我们都犯罪。
We are sinners.
因为我们是罪人。
And that in order for us to experience the full expression of God's love,We need to repent.
我们如果想要经历上帝神在十字架上那种全备的爱的话，我们必须要悔改。
Have you ever wondered why the church does not attract non-believers? Some churches do not attract non-believers.
你知道为什么现在有些教会它不能吸引那些非基督徒吗？
It is because these non-believers, when they see Christians inside, they are disappointed and they just say, there's nothing different with these believers or these Christians.
因为这些非基督徒他进到教会里面，他发现里面这些基督徒和他们没有什么太大的区别。
We are unattractive because our lives is no different than the non-believers.
我们之所以吸引不了那些非基督徒信耶稣，就是因为我们跟他们没什么区别。
And what differentiates Christians from non-Christians?
一个基督徒和非基督徒的区别应该是什么呢？
It is actually repentance.
其实就是悔改。
If we are honest with ourselves, then we would say, I am guilty.And I need to repent.
如果我们还对自己诚实的话，我们就会说我是有罪的，我需要悔改。
Right now, let us examine ourselves once again.
现在让我们再一次来省察自己。
Remember that we must be aware of God's presence, then we must be aware of our state.
记着，我们一定要认识到上帝与我们的同在，也要认识到我们自己的本来的光景。
We must assume responsibility and repent.
我们必须要承担责任，而且要悔改。
Let us not commit the same mistake as that of the mechanic in the introduction.
不要让我们犯那个机械师，我在开头介绍引言里介绍的那个机械师所犯的错误。
Even if it was obvious that there was a problem with a car, yet he continuously denied.That there was a problem.
即使其实汽车已经出现了很明显的问题，有毛病，但是他却否认。
Right now, in the presence of God, God is calling out to all of us, Where are you?
就在此时此地，神在呼召我们，你在哪里？
Why are you hiding in your work?
为什么你要隐藏到你的工作里面？
Why are you hiding in your church?
为什么你要隐藏到你的教会里面？
There are only two possibilities, or there are only two.Possible responses that we can make.
我们可以做出两种回应。
We can continue to hide.
我们可以继续隐藏。
And live as if everything is just all right. Or we can assume responsibility and repent of our sins.
或者第二种，我们要认识到我们的罪，而且要承担责任悔改。
Let us examine ourselves, and may we use this time to come before our Lord God.And repent of our sins.
我们现在来省察自己，让我们来到上帝的面前，然后省察自己的问题。
There is no real Christian who do not say, "I am wrong. Please forgive me."
没有一个基督徒会说我没有犯过错误。任何一个基督徒都会说，主啊，我是有罪的，请饶恕我。
If we are angry at someone, hopefully this week.We can ask for forgiveness and restore that relationship.
如果我们得罪了什么人，和什么人发了脾气，那最好是这一周就赶快去和他和好。
If we need to apologize, let us do this week.
如果我们需要向某人认错的话，那么我们这一周就这样做。
Let us be humble because it is in humility and repentance.That we are able to be intimate with our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为只有我们谦卑下来，然后向神悔改，我们才可能和主耶稣有亲密的关系。
And hopefully, when God calls us again, "Where are you?" we will say, "Here I am, Lord. Thank you for calling me. Forgive me of my sins. Help me to repent. Help me change."
希望当神再一次呼召我们。问我们你在哪里的时候，我们可以这样回答：主啊，我在这里，我是个罪人，求你饶恕我的罪，求你帮助我悔改，帮助我改变。
I hope this new year,
我希望在这新的一年里
we can find someone whom we can tell our weaknesses and sins so that we can be aware of our state.
我希望在新的一年里我们能够找到这样的一个人，就是我们可以向他坦诚地说出我们自己犯的罪，我们的弱点，这样的话我们可以改变。
It would be very helpful that we have someone to check on us.
如果有人监督我们的话， 对我们是很有帮助的。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you.
亲爱的天父啊，我们来到你的面前。
Broken before you, Lord.
主啊，我们在你面前是那样的破碎。
Without you, we are nothing.
如果没有你，我们什么都不是。
And Lord, help us to remember that we are sinners.
主啊，求你时刻提醒我们，我们只不过是罪人而已。
And we need you.
我们需要你。
Restore us, O Lord.
主啊，求你修复我们。
That we may bear the image of God.
这样主啊，我们才能够有你的形象。
That we may live a life that will attract non-believers.
这样我们才能活出一种吸引那些不相信你的人的一种生命。
Forgive us, O Lord, of the things that we have done wrong.
主啊，求你饶恕我们所犯的一切罪孽。
Help us, O Lord.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Remind us, O Lord.
主啊，时刻提醒我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.